calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening. Welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located at Eastern Point Beach in the city of Providence. I'll be your net control station for this evening. And membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary nor required for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net, and those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. This net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers, and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in phase, please state if you have any questions for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments as described earlier. The second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," and then release the mic button. And listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. If they haven't, then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location. And if you have a comment or a question. This is Tim. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, and I'll be your net control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Good evening. Here is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. No questions at this point. Your signal was about 50% noise when you started, but it's cleared up very nicely now, Tim, just so you know.
Okay, net recognizes Kevin KA6PDG. Any further check-ins, please call now. Here is.
November Kilo, 1 Victor, Steve Coventry. No immediate questions.
Net recognizes Steve, NK1NV, and Chuck, W1FJW. Any further stations, please call now. Okay, we'll get started with what we have so far, and thank you, Kevin, for the comment. I just boosted my power up to medium power, so hopefully that will help a little bit, and I'll find out shortly because you're first on the list. Something I wanted to bring to the net this evening, just an informational thing. I was chatting online with Bill, W1GTT, and he came across an old note that had been made a long time ago with the original... Pardon me, I've got a seagull out here trying to get my attention. Anyhow, it's the original seven members of Scrams. If I'm reading it correctly, it looks like Ed Rabbit, could be Robert, W-A-1-A-A-Q, Walt Wooten, W-1-N-T-A, Ray Edwards, K-1-I-G-F, or it could be K-I-1-G-F, it's hard to tell, Bill Page, W-1-L-C-J, Gary Young, W-A-1-M-Q-V, Steve Finkel, was W-A-1-S-Y-P, and apparently changed it to W-A-8-A-H-V, and then Bob Collins, W-1-I-V-W. So I found it interesting to find that bit of information. The only person on this list I know of, really, is Walt Wooten, who I see occasionally at the breakfast up on Thursday mornings up at the Old Times restaurant. And with that, I think we'll go to Kevin and see if he has any thoughts on that or on anything else this wonderful afternoon. K6PDG, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
Thanks, Tim, and you're sending Primo now, so I think you're good to go. We'll knock on wood. Well, the only thing I didn't hear you mention, but maybe I had a brain lapse. You didn't say what year that was from. You did say it was the seven original members of Scrams, but I'm wondering what year. I'm just kind of curious. Some of those call signs sound like they might be familiar, or they might not be. All call signs kind of sound familiar to me. Maybe that says something about my age. But anyway, let's see, what else? I don't have anything earth-shattering. I will report that they have finished the work in the backyard here. I'm not sure if they have any more to do on the upstairs dormer windows. I think they may have finished that, too. There was at least one worker out here this morning for maybe an hour, but they may have just been gathering up their supplies. So hopefully we're getting close. I did have a conversation with my landlord, though, and apparently your remarks to me the other day were somewhat apropos. Let me reset. Apparently we're down to only two building inspectors in Norwich because of budgetary stuff. And I posed the question, are any of them on vacation? And I didn't get an answer. So, anyway, my 100th birthday is still 35 years ago away. So, yeah, 35 years ago. I don't have anything else at the moment there, Tim, so we'll let you carry on. And again, good evening to all. KA6PDG.
Okay, thank you, Kevin, for verifying that I'm sounding better. And, no, I don't know what year that was, but that does pose a good question. For my records that I keep, I should find out when that was formed. And also Raysun, I'm curious about that. I believe Tri-City was formed back about 1952. So I think I've already got that in my logbook. But that's a fair question. And congratulations on them finishing the deck. And hopefully, well, maybe you can find out if we can bribe one of those inspectors to come sooner than later, as long as it's not going to impact his judgment. But we'll see and hope for the best. And I think we'll turn next to Steve and K1V. And something I noticed, a post on Facebook about the U.S. Parks on the Air was a comment. I only saw it briefly, so maybe I misread it, but I think it said something to the effect that they were surprised, at least in the Facebook group, that there were so few parks out west that were actually being activated or qualified. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that, and if you had any new experiences. NK1V, this is KC1TWR.
1V. I did not actually see that, you know, the article you said, but I did notice on doing some mapping and checking out and statistics that there are some big gaps in areas that actually have parks available and no one has touched them, and there's also areas where there's just big gaps where no one has even suggested parks there. I do know, I don't know, you know, I'm new to the group, but I've kind of got the gist of it already, and it seems like they were having a bit of a struggle. They grew very fast, and they choked a little bit, and now they're ready to breathe again. So I think, if I understand correctly, they are going to be taking shortly suggestions for new locations. I guess members can just, registered members can just put in suggestions of places, and they, I guess, would verify locations and whatever, and put them on the chart. So I'm actually looking forward to that, should it occur, because I have a few ideas myself. But, yeah, it is true. There are some areas where it's there tends to be a lot of action, for obvious reasons, in the more historical, more glamorous sites, and a little bit more scattered on the less. That's why I had a few easy hits on some of the smaller parks in Connecticut. They were just untouched because, I guess, you know, no one felt like going to them. So that's it for this round. Back to Matt, NK1V.
Thank you, Steve. And I believe that the further out west you go, I suspect that things become much more planned and much more, you know, figured out, whereas here we, you know, started with almost nobody, so we have streets that go in weird patterns and land that's carved up very interestingly, so that could have something to do with it, but as you said, also we have older stuff that's more historic, of historic value, at least on the grander scale. You know, certain localities certainly must have their own specialness. Okay, I think we'll go down to Chuck and see if he has any comments about either the scrammed list or on parks on the air or anything else that he might be fooling around with lately. WNFJW, KC1TWR.
Well, I'm going to take a different approach. I have a message for Kevin, but you're all allowed to listen. I will be bringing lemon squares to the picnic, and that's about all I have to say. The parks out west are beautiful, but they're in pretty much low population density areas, which works against us two ways, in that there's not many people there, and I think the percentage of hams is even lower than it is here on the East Coast, so there's lesser percentage of a smaller number, so I think that's probably part of the problem. Back to Net, W1FJW.
Yes, indeed. I'm inclined to agree with you, Chuck, about the less population, and especially around the parks and what have you, because here land is of such value, we always build up, whereas you go out west and people just, oh, we want to add another couple of rooms, just spread it out. There's a lot more land, as it were, and it's interesting how that works. Okay, and speaking about the picnic, Kevin, I also, just as a note, I sent you or CC'd you on an email that I sent to Jeremy, who is a new, he's new to this area. I think he's an experienced amp. He's new to this area. He's actually buying a house that's in the Aries Region 2, down near, closer to New Haven or what have you. But anyhow, in chatting with him, because he was new to the area, he is interested in coming to the picnic. So I sent the details to him and CC'd you, so you'd be aware, and I asked him to contact you to RSVP. Okay, we're at the bottom of the list. Let's do another call out, see if anybody's out there and wants to join with either either any questions or comments or what have you. This is, my name is Tim, KC1TWR with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and this net is open to all amateur radio operators that would like to participate. Please call now.
Here is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Groton. No questions at this time.
This is Kilo One, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave and Preston. No questions at this point.
Okay, NET recognizes Josh, K0JEB, and Dave, K1DCT. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, we'll do first come, first serve, and Josh, we're going to go to you first, and one of the questions I'm going to ask, I don't know if you've been listening long, but one of the questions is, I'm sitting down here at Eastern Point Beach, and every so often there are seagulls, so just let me know if you hear the seagulls. I'm curious to see if my mic is picking them up. But we've been talking about the original seven members of the Scrams Club, and a little bit about parks on the air, and a little bit about the picnic coming up. So any thoughts on your mind, K0JEB, KC1TWR?
KC1TWR is K0JB. Unfortunately, I didn't catch any of the conversation before I got here. So, so far, I have not heard any seagulls. I hope you're not feeding them. And I'm not familiar with any of the seven operators that you are talking about. Maybe that one from that video that I shared a week or two ago, what was it, LCJ? I don't know. I'm at a loss here. I've been working on some Echolink stuff here lately, and I've been working on some audio cables and making custom adapter cables to plug audio equipment into the radio, and that's about all I have. KC1TWR is K0JB.
To feeding the seagulls, I do feed them inadvertently when they steal my food, but I'm usually pretty good at fending them off and what have you. It's when they sneak up behind me and swoop in and I didn't see them coming that I get taken, but I haven't been taken in a couple of years, so I think I'm doing fairly well. And as far as Echolink goes, we wish you success with that. That's can be, it's a wonderful piece of software, and it allows people to really connect over long distances, and hopefully your project will work out well. Okay, Dave, I don't know how long you've been listening or what have you. We don't really have a major topic on the table, other than, as I said before, if anybody ever hears seagulls, just let me know. I'm just curious if my microphone is picking them up or not. But any food for thought for us, Dave? K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Oh, good evening, Tim, and to all those on the net. This is K1DCT. You mentioned the seven original members race on. I know two of them. The third one that I know is passed, Ray Edwards. But you only mentioned one you see at breakfast. You actually see LCJ at the end of the table also. You only mentioned one LW, so they're still around. So No, I wasn't around back then, but was a member of Raytheon for a long time. But that's about it. I don't really have anything constructive to add. Just I did get your voicemail message, Tim. I'll get back to you after the net. K1DCT, back to net.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I did forget to mention Bill Page, W1LCJ, still has that call sign, and he is there very regularly, and he does sit there at the end of the table, and that works out very well. And actually, we were talking about the note that I got from Bill, W1GTT. It was written as the original seven of Scrams. Doesn't say Raytheon, so next time around we'll have to maybe talk about that, find out you know, how these clubs came to be and how they split off, and who really was a member of which club at what time, I guess. Okay, before we go up to the top, I'll do a quick call out. Any further check-ins that would like to check in, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, we'll go to the top of the list, and we've talked about a smattering of various things, so we'll see what Kevin's been able to piece together from all these pieces that we've been throwing around. K6PDG, KC1TWR.
Well, I'm not taking notes, so let's see how I do. I enjoyed the invitation for additional check-ins to check in. I also enjoyed Josh mentioning that he didn't hear any of the activity on the net before he came to the net. So I think we're all doing fine. I think we're right where we should be. I did hear the seagull when you mentioned it at the right after you. I guess it was right after you finished the call-up. Anyway, when you mentioned, pardon me, I have a seagull. I heard him loud and clear, so your microphone's doing good. I was waiting to hear a splat after that, but I didn't hear one. However, a couple of minutes later, I did hear my first lightning crash of the evening on the repeater. So we'll see. I think between 7 o'clock and midnight, of course, we're after 7 o'clock now. Things are supposed to get a little busier in the weather department. Raytheon, I believe, was formed or chartered in 1936. That's what my memory says. And the reason I think I remember that correctly is that being active with the Norwich Lions, I know they were formed in 1939. And Raytheon was 36. Those are the two dates in Norwich's history that I seem to remember. Got Chuck down for lemon squares, and while I'm thinking of it, do my due diligence here, and I might mention to Chuck as Raytheon Club President, I did get thinking, which is always troubling. The gee, wouldn't it be nice to make sure the NFA club felt welcome? And it is summertime and stuff, so. But I collaborated with Tina. She sent an email to Peter, whose call sign I can't remember, was a good friend of George's. I don't know whether he's a junior, he might be a senior this year. And invited him, and to the extent he was able to get the word out to some of his friends there at the NFA club, let them know that they're welcome and to contact me. One part of me says, why would a NFA kid want to hang around with a bunch of old farts at a ham radio picnic? And the other part of me says, wait a minute, picnic-food. But I thought it would be nice to make sure they were welcome, so just wanted to report that to you, Chuck. And I see my cell phone is blowing up, so let me go see what that's about, and I'll pass back to Net Control, KA6PDG.
Thank you, Kevin, and hopefully you'll be able to get some control on that cell phone. And I'll have to check those dates with you later on. I was a little distracted, unfortunately. The Seagull was about 1.5 parking spaces from me on the ground, letting everybody know that that was his turf. So he was a little bit louder than normal. And so we'll go next to Steve, and I actually have a question for people in the group, because I'm just curious. We have some younger members and older members and what have you. Basically, number one, did you have an Elver coming into the hobby? And secondly, you know, how many clubs have you joined over the years in your travels or what have you, or how many you may have visited? And I'll start with this and say that I did not have an Elmer as I came in, and that I have joined the three local clubs, Raceon, Scrams, and Tri-City. I've also visited the, I'm trying to remember the name of the club. It's down Orange County Amateur Radio Club, I believe, Ocara, in down in North Carolina, kind of northeast of Raleigh, and visited them twice now. I go down to visit my daughter, so I've branched out a little bit in visiting and seeing people. So we'll see if Steve has done anything similarly, and NK1V, KC1TWR.
NK1V, and I will let the group know that I have switched to a more less exposed antenna system, so I may not be coming in as good. We're getting hit reasonably well down here. Actually, on the subject of the Elmers, I did hear Lemon Squares too. Never mind the Seagulls. I heard Lemon Squares twice, and I'm all screwed up now. On the subject of the Elmers, the group that I helped me get my license, you know, my ticket initially, and actually helped me get my general and my extra, I did have an Elmer there who unfortunately was a great man, and I knew him for just under 2 years, and he went silent, his key, that was Bing, AB1NG. He was a great guy, and it was very big part of the whole Hop River Radio Club group and doing the classes and the whole thing. And we also have now, the whole group has an Elmer from the Talcott Mountain Science Center. He's one he works up there, K1IN Don. Great guy. He's helped us a lot with our towers up and down and all that kind of stuff. And he comes to most of our meetings. And so he's our Elmer also. And, you know, we actually as a group have been playing with some CW stuff, and he's been a big incentive on that, and especially he's got a few years under his belt, so it's good to, he makes a very good Elmer, he does a very good job at it, and that's about all I got for this round. NK1B, back to net.
Thank you, Steve. That was very informative. And yeah, I seem to remember the talking about the KB1NG before, and basically it's untimely passing, but glad that your club has an Elmer now. And one thing I've always appreciated about, you know, Elmers is the fact that whoever they're being an Elmer to has essentially one source they can go to. So one thing I've noticed about amateur radio is that there's 17 different ways at a minimum to accomplish anything. And if you're not careful, you start asking people for suggestions, opinions, they come back with at least about 30 different ways of doing it. So you end up not really getting one direction and one positive path. You get all these various ways of doing things, and sometimes for me, at least, it gets to be a little bit confusing. But let's see what Chuck has to say about this subject matter. W1FJW, KC1TWR.
First, I want to thank Kevin for getting the youth and the new hams involved. I think they're probably more interested in Shekel sex and science than amateur radio right at the moment, but that's probably, we border on science, so that might help. But yeah, a good Elmer would be an asset to any organization because you just, and it should be more than one, but you need at least one. And I say more than one because people express the same ideas differently, and it's always good to have the same concept put different ways if you're having trouble grasping it, because you might have trouble understanding one explanation, but another one might just click. Back to net, W1FJW.
Well, that's a very good point about getting different Elmer's ways of explaining things. And as you said, you can explain it. You can be talking about the same thing and the same process and everything else, but two different Elmers might explain it differently, which means that if you're having trouble understanding how one person's expressing it, another person can then hear it. It's an interesting change in philosophy because up until now, my understanding was that Elmer's basically, you know, each person coming in hopefully would, you know, click, if you will, with one Elmer, and they would become buddy-buddy in that sense, and, you know, learn, the new person would learn from the Elmer as the mentor, if you will. So the concept of having, you know, have clubs having one or more Elmers that assist the club, that may be the best way to go now that things are taking the turn the way that they are. But let's see what Josh thinks about all of this. He may have a different opinion. K0JEB, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR is K0JEB. Elmers. I have a different thought on Elmers. I'm still fairly new to the hobby, and you know, I'm learning something new every day. I don't look in one spot for information or answers. I mean, it's good if someone in one of the clubs here or in the area has information about something, but I usually try and you know, do my homework on something, and I'll look at a bunch of different I don't know how to put it. I guess I do, you know, I'll look online for about a question I have, and you know, usually you find everyone's got a different opinion, and I usually read it all and take it all in, and just make my own decision off of what I've read and found, which will be the good way to go. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong, and you know, I don't know, especially with the digital side of things and stuff that hasn't been around too long. Sometimes some of the Elmers may not have the newer information, you know, about the newer modes and technology that's available for ham radio nowadays that wasn't available, you know, say 15 years ago. I think you should call anyone an Elmer if they have knowledge and they share it with others and they help someone else learn something. But that's just me. Anyway, back to you, Tim. KC1TWR, it's K0JEB.
Insight and thoughts on that, Josh, and it does make sense, you know, that anyone that has some experience and knowledge and is willing to impart that to others is, in essence, an Elmer, so that works out well, and there is a big difference between, you know, going back, let's say, 20 years ago and today. You know, 20 years ago, most knowledge was either in books or in people's heads. Today, we've got the internet, or interweb, as I like to call it, with all the information that's out there, and certainly there's a number of YouTube videos of people who are basically being Elmers or giving their experience and how they think to do things on various tasks, or whether it's making an antenna or the theory behind propagation or what have you. So it gets to be quite interesting. All these comments so far, very good comments and very apropos. And let's see what Dave's making out of all of this. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Very good. Good evening again to all those on the net. This is K1DCT. Yes, I did have an Elmer. And, you know, we're talking 41 years ago. Ironically, I was looking through the paper. That's a newspaper. That's a printed thing where news comes out, for those that don't remember. And someone was selling a Heath Kit, HW15 with a VFO. And so I called the guy up, and he happened to live, you know, less than a mile from me. And so I went over and looked at it, and you know, I was pretty young. I was young once, and I was young then. So I went and looked at it, and I just really couldn't come up with the kind of money he wanted for it. But he asked me if I was really interested, and he helped me along, taught me the code, let me borrow some cassette tapes, and I learned the code and took the test. So he was my first Elmer, and then some of the people that you mentioned, Tim and the Raytheon starter kit, they've certainly taught me a lot over the years. So you know, I kind of progressed depending what direction I was going. But Josh brings up a very good point. You know, even 20 years ago, if you were working on a car, you had to either read it from a book or learn it from a person. Now, if you want to know how to do brakes on a Mazda Miata and you don't know how to do it, you can just go on YouTube and learn it there. So I think to some extent the Elmer has almost become a thing of the past, like so many other things. Back to net, K1DCT.
Yeah, very good point, Dave. Not that long ago, I had to replace a power supply in my small form factor PC. I ordered a new one, came in, and I realized when I took the old one out, I hadn't really been paying attention to what connected to where, or more importantly, how the cables were run. So I dialed up the old computer, and sure enough, there was a video where somebody was patiently walking through it, showing exactly how to remove it and where the cables came from, and then how to reinstall it. So, not only that, it's also people who show how to make balance, how to make all kinds of things. So, a lot of good information out there. And we've reached the bottom of the list. I'm going to do another call out. And this is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim. I'm with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, and this is the TipsNet. And kind of open forum, so anyone that would care to join, please call now.
Here it is. Whiskey 1 Julie, ask your papa.
Here it is. WA2RYV.
Recognizes John, W1JOP, and Tom, WA2RYV. Further check-ins, please call now. Okay, we'll give instant service to you two gentlemen before we go to the top of the list. And I do want to say real quick that we started everything with a list of what Bill W1GTT had sent me, original seven of the scrams, which was Ed Rabbit, WA1AAR, Walt Wooten, W1NTA, Ray Edwards, K either 1IGF or KI1GF, Bill Page, W1LCJ, Gary Young, WA1MQV, Steve Finkel, WA1SYP, which I guess later became WA8HAHV, and Bob Collins, W1IVW. Since then, we've been talking about all manner of stuff, most recently about, you know, did you have an Elmer? And also, what various clubs have you either visited, become a member of, etc.? So, if you've been listening a bit, or if you have a subject matter you'd like to bring to the table, we'll start with John, W1JOP. This is KC1TWR.
Long discussions,
Yeah, well, they start the classes. But once they have their license, they rarely call me back. I don't have a familiar face. So I'm not sure what the answer is. Tim, as far as the triathlon is concerned, I can do it. Put me down and I'll show up. WA2RYV.
Well, thank you for that history there, Tom. Quite interesting, and thank you for offering that with the Niantic Bay Triathlon. I'll talk to you later on about which positions are open and see if you have a preference. And, okay, we're at the bottom of the list again, so I'm going to do one more call out before we go to the top. This is KC1TWR with a tips net. Any further stations that would like to participate, please check call in now.
Here's Kilo 1, Romeo, Mike, November, Bob in Montville.
Okay, 60 is on short time.
Okay, net recognizes Bob, K1RMN. Go ahead, K6PDG.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just wanted to, obviously you're stopping me. I'm going to excuse myself from that in a minute here, but I wanted to say that this is something of a special event station. I am now standing on what we'll call the west tower of the new porch here with my neighbor who's down below. Say something, Diane. He says hello. And this is cool. So we're out here enjoying a beer with the next door neighbor, and he just held a raindrop. So I'm going to excuse myself from the net, and everybody have a good evening, but I was dying to make a transmission from the new porch. I'm sure you understand. K6PDG Cliff.
Okay, very good, Kevin. You're a little broken up, but every word came through okay. You were understandable, and congratulations for your first broadcast from the West Tower. And please defend the tower to the utmost. Okay, very good. Yeah, so let's drop back down to the bottom of the list again, real quick. Bob, I don't know how long you've been listening or what have you. Probably only get one more chance to comment after this. Any thoughts or opinions or comments? K1RMN, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. No, I just got in and I heard you guys talking, so I figured I'd just sign in real quick. And hope everybody has a good day tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get some rain here tonight. I'm not exactly sure. I thought it was going to come earlier, but haven't seen that. We need a little bit of it, and it looks like it's going to be a good weekend ahead of us. A great day for Saturday morning breakfast over there in Uncasville. This is K1 Ironman. Back to net control.
Very good, Bob. I think it's raining probably to the west of you, and maybe that might start coming down towards us. There's a whole line of thunderstorms and whatnot coming up from the southwest. Okay, we're going to go to the top of the list, and for the first section of the tips net, we're going to make this the last comment round before we go into parts two and part three of the tips net. Kevin's already signed off from the West Tower of the Norwich base there, so I think next we'll go to Steve, NK1B. This is KC1TWR.
That's NK1B, and we're not too much for this round. I do have almost an inch of rain already, so I guess where am I? I'm kind of northwest from you guys. So I will pass it on, and I have no, for doing the other part of the net, I have no comments or announcements. Back to that, NK1B.
Okay, well, looking at the weather pattern right here, it looks like Norwich is getting a little bit right now, maybe something developing to the southwest of Norwich, and maybe even something over Long Island Sound getting ready to come into Groton, but it's just yellows and greens. But to the the west of us, there are yellows and reds. Okay, we'll go on to Josh and see if he has any last comments for this section of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is KC1TWR.
KC0JB, no further comments. Hope everybody has a good night. KC1TWR, K0JB.
Okay, thank you, Josh. And we'll go on to Chuck, W1FJW, KC1TWR.
I have no further constructive comments, W1FJW.
Okay, very good, and thank you for not bringing any destructive comments, and not that you normally do. And okay, and somehow I think I got you two out of order, so I apologize for that. And we'll go on to Dave, K1DCT, KC1DWR.
All right, very good. Nothing more to add. I think I've spewed what little knowledge I have. So we'll just turn it back to Ned, K1DCT.
Okay, and I promise next session to try and think of a better topic to bring up, but in the meantime, we'll go to John, W1JOP, KC1TWR.
Okay, so now I remember stuff. KA1PQB, Doug, was the individual that originally got me into the hobby. I started on a scanner and I was listening to the horizontal engineers on a scanner, and somehow I managed to find Doug's email and started emailing him back and forth, and here I am 20 years later. His call sign was changed, and I don't think he's active anymore, but it was K1 Papa Quebec Bravo. Anyway, that's all from me. Thanks for letting me have a few minutes here. Back to Net, W1GOP.
Oh, very good. Yeah, the horizontal engineers, Net has been around for quite a while. And people with scanners, I guess, can pick up that, and the repeaters and such, so why not? Okay, we'll move on to Tom, WA2RYB. Any comments this round? KC1TWR.
WA2RYB. Don't know that I've got anything to add, so no point in adding WA2RYB.
Okay, very good. No problem there. And last but not least, Bob, K1RMN, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. Well, since I am so late to the table, I'm just going to say 73s, and see you guys Saturday morning if you make it to breakfast. I will be up in San Diego for the next 2 weeks, so I'll check with you guys when I get back in. It's K1RMN, back to Net.
Okay, thank you, Bob, and that'll conclude the first section of the Tips Net, and we'll go into the second section here. We'll start the second section, Tips Net. Does anybody have any announcements about upcoming events and items of interest? I will start with mine, which is the, most importantly, the Niantic Bay Triathlon, which is coming up Sunday morning, bright and early, starting at about 6:15 or 6:30 in the morning, but to get together and then be completed by about 10:30 in the morning. Anyone else have any other events that they would like to talk about, please call now. Okay, I will mention that there's still a collection of amateur radio operators that meet at the Old Times Restaurant tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock promptly. when the doors open, so they're always a good time to chat away. Also, there is another group that meets at the Uncasville Diner on Route 32 in Uncasville, Connecticut, Saturday mornings, as Bob was talking about, at 8 o'clock. They meet down in the sunroom, so if you don't see them when you first walk in, just double back around down the stairs into the sunroom, and that's where you'll find them. And I'm still working on figuring out a fox hunt for this Saturday. I had some ideas, and when I went to explore them, I found that they were not usable. So I almost had to go back to square one. So hopefully by midday tomorrow, I will have something figured out. Okay, and on to the third section of the TipsNet. Is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or looking for any particular amateur radio-related items? Please call now. Okay, this is the last call for check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. Anyone that would like to check in, please call now. Okay, I'm going to close the net at this time. I'd like to thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by and listened as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, and the club has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32 in Montville, Connecticut. The meetings are held at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, whether you're licensed or not. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.com. That's TRICITYARC.com. We thank John W1AN for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I'll now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. Good evening, N73. J-O-P, KC-1-T-W-R.
Hey, Tim. W-1-J-O-P.
I was looking at some of the announcements and emails coming out from the National Weather Service, and looking at some of those depressions and so forth down coming out of Africa and coming across. Doesn't look like we have anything to worry about so far.
No, I... It is August, so it is kind of still waxing. I think, first or second week of September it waxes, then it starts to wane a little bit. Then it really tails off in November, so we got some time. But remember, Sandy happened in October.
Oh, yeah. And I found it quite fascinating. They had that tornado out on the Cape. I haven't done any digging yet. I'm wondering how many tornadoes they've actually had on the Cape.
I've only been around 40 years, and I think that's the first one that I've heard of, and I've pretty much been a weather geek all my life. I can remember being my first weather station, probably around 10 years old, if you can believe it. And, when went on from there. I had some really, really cool stuff, which I want to get back into because I own a couple things, but I run all Mac equipment now, so the things I own I can't run, so I'm looking at either Windows Parallels for the Apple, or buy a cheap little laptop somewhere. Kind of thinking a cheap little laptop, that might be, in the long run, less expensive.
Well, if you want it to be portable, yeah, laptop's the way to go. If not, there's a lot of small desktops that are out there. So many people are going to laptops that the desktops are getting fairly inexpensive. I know Kaplan Computers has a whole bunch up there. I'm trying to think of where else I saw recently that there was a bunch of used desktops, especially the small form factors, because you probably don't need anything really super high-powered or anything. You're just going to be crunching a little bit of numbers and displaying a couple of graphs or maybe some pictures, but certainly no shoot-em-up games or what have you. So it's that might be one of the things to look for. It'd be more of a desktop than a laptop, again, unless you need it to be portable, in which case a laptop would be the way to go.
That's a roger. I don't know if you've ever heard of Gibson Ridge, but they make commercial weather software, and I actually own the same programs that the commercial networks use, called GR Level 2, I think it is. Let me look at it. And I haven't run it in years, and I still have the product key and everything. All I need to do is re-download the software. And unfortunately, it won't work on a Mac. Anyway, another story that I finally got my power situation resolved. Looks like I have a bad power strip. It's about 17 years old from MFJ. I don't think they even make it anymore. I'm not going direct to the power supply. I had to go to a different, let me reset. I had to go to a different leads on it, so I might be looking at replacing it at some point if power develops again, power situation. W1GOP.
Oh, now you've got my curiosity, Russ. Is this like a normal power strip that you could pick up, you know, like down at, well, I was going to say at Benny's, but Benny's is gone. Or is this like an APC power filter, what have you, in order to protect the equipment? Or is this a battery-operated thing, KC1TWR?
No, it's made by MFJ, acronym for Mighty Fine Junk. It's, I don't know, rather than tying your leads into the back of the power supply, you tie them into a power strip. It's kind of like a rig runner, that type of thing, but, there are the same concept, different connector style.
Well, okay, I'll take your word for it. I can't quite picture it, but that doesn't matter. It sounds like it's definitely not one of your run-a-mill, run down to Caldor's. Boy, Caldor's has gone a long time. Run down to the local Staples or what have you and pick up a power strip, so it's got to be something different than that. And I guess the other thought would be, after all these years, I'm wondering if it's something. Power cable-wise, there's always those power pole connectors that are easy to connect and disconnect. things from the radio itself. So that's good.
No, I actually decided I needed to narrow it down last night because I was out in the other room watching TV and, you know, coming here at 9:30. And the radio is powered off and the power supply in my scanner was on, so obviously there was a problem. Scanner is connected up to a separate section of this power strip. But no, it's not a I'm on the MFJ website now. I'm trying to get the proper name for it. But it's, you know, power poles. You just sort of scare the cables and get power that way off of screws, basically. I don't know what you call it. But, so I narrowed that down last night, and, you know, so far I haven't had a problem today, knock on wood, but I'm glad it wasn't the radio. Originally I thought it might have had something to do with the transmit side of the radio, because, it seemed to only happen when I key up a repeater during the transmissions, but, definitely wasn't that, which is a good thing. This is W1GOP.
Yep, well, like I said, at least now you know exactly what it is, and you can make your decisions based on that and figure out which way you want to go. It's, yeah, I keep thinking about getting a weather station. I keep not getting one. My kids got me a rain collector type of tube that I can measure the rain with, and I still haven't hung that up. I procrastinate too much. Another floor and then a roof up above that. I'd never see it in the tube, so, but it's a big tube. It's probably about 3 inches in diameter, and probably would do a good job collecting rain, so I may get around to that this week and just give it a try and see how that works. I've been trying to talk to the local condominium association to letting us put up a regular, you know, weather station where it can measure the wind and everything else. As far as what measurement device for yourself, do you have anything, or do you just kind of rely on the local news feeds and such?
Well, I have to rely on the local news in the airport and all of that. I wish I could set up my own equipment, but I really, I'm on the ground level of an apartment with... Because I don't have air conditioning, as I'm sure you know. And, so he rises, but, naturally I would, have preferred to be up on the second level. Because, there I could have maybe some access to the, attic, of course, with permission. But, you know, when I originally moved into this place, I had all my amateur radio gear with me, but, I really was not that active in it yet. Or reactive, I guess you call it. And, you know, when you live by yourself, you're either going to talk with yourself or talk to someone else. And it's to, you know, get reactive with the hobby so I don't go nuts.
That's true. I was wondering if you're going to be able to make it up for that picnic. Not this Thursday. Is it next Thursday already? Yeah, I think it may be next Thursday, the 15th, up at the Great Firehouse, East Great Plain Firehouse up in Norwich. Starts at 6, but it usually runs till about 8:30.
is next Thursday. The problem with that is I get work at 7 p.m. And I think I volunteered to work on the 16th. So that will make it kind of difficult. So I would have to, at this point, say, unless things change. I have trouble holding people at work, so we get a lot of new hires, and once they get all trained up and everything, I should go back to my regular four-day week, which can't happen soon enough, because I think ever since I got back from Nashville, before then, I've been averaging about 50 hours a week, and which wears on you after a while. I like the check, but it really does wear on you. And, so hopefully that'll change in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep, I hope so for your sake. Boy, it's got to be rough. But in the meantime, I'm going to scoot home. So as I drive out of Eastern Point Beach, the reception to Salem starts to go downhill dramatically. So I'll bid you 73 and talk to you another time. And have yourself a great evening. WYAOP, this is KC1TWR.
Okay. Real quick, I looked at the comm plan for that, and I noticed you have question marks by my phone number. I thought if you would like, I can resend that over email, but I didn't realize you didn't have that.
Actually, now that you say it, I think I did, because I called you, so I must have that. So I will put that in into the comm plan for Rev 2, and I'll be sending out Rev 2 if I get too many more updates. But if it's just the phone numbers, I probably won't send an update. Although I might send one Friday afternoon just to make sure everybody's got the latest and greatest. But if I do, I'll point out what the differences are in case people have made any annotations on the first revision. So that should be good. JOP clear with this is KC1TWR clear with W1JOP.
All right, 73, have a good night, W1JOP.